Director Michael Ritchie died last month. In a sequence of movies, he took on the American view of success as it's distilled through competition. The Candidate was about a young lawyer who tries to win a Senate seat without surrendering his integrity. Smile was about a young beauty pageant contestant who tries to win without surrendering her innocence. Semi-Tough was a satire about pro football players who try to win without surrendering their love of the game. Michael Ritchie's first movie was the 1969 film Downhill Racer, starred Robert Redford as David Chaplet, a gifted skier from Idaho Springs, Colorado, who does not impress his father.
Well, I guess you've been doing all right. Won some races.
Yeah, I had a pretty good year.
Win any money?
Money? No, see, we're thinking ahead 2 years for the Olympics.
The Olympics? The Olympics ain't for money.
No, but for after. Afterwards.
Oh? So that's how it works, huh?
Yeah, it can, because, you know, you put together 2 good years, you win a couple of spots.
Well, I just hope you don't end up asking yourself the question some folks ask me. What's he do it for?
Well, I'll be famous. I'll be a champion.
World's full of them.
The Olympics ate for money. My, how times change. Our entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell joins us from New York City to talk about the films of Michael Ritchie. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Scott. You know, NPR ain't for money either, but that's another conversation.
Oh, boy, is it ever. Michael Ritchie had a nice working relationship through several films with Robert Redford. What interested them, do you think, about the whole ethic of competition, winning, and the price it exacts?
You talk about things having changed, but so much of those early movies with Redford were about playing with that image of his. Literally, he looked like he'd been cast in bronze. You know, mm-hmm. The all-American, godlike, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, ingenue boy. And they loved sort of pulling that apart, sort of showing the anxieties and fears beneath this guy who looked like he deserved to be stamped on the gold medals that he was being handed at the time. And he got some actors to give their best performances. You mentioned Semi-Tough, in which Burt Reynolds has never been better. Yeah. I mean, there's this layer of feeling underneath that glibness, underneath that sort of that macho facility of his. And even in a movie like Fletch, Chevy Chase comes through with a performance that is not just him being a smart aleck, but showing the extent to which he can show emotional intelligence. He does so. And Ritchie, when he was really working at his best, not only made movies about competition and the need to compete and what that does to Americans, but he showed a real interest in listening to the comic rhythms of the actors who starred in those pictures.
If I had to pick a favorite Michael Ritchie film, and I realized this all over again as we were had the pleasure of reviewing some of them on VCR, it would be Smile. Do you remember that one?
Of course I do.
I love that. Santa Rosa, California, small town. It was Santa Rosa was smaller then. California beauty pageant. We want to present a clip now. Annette O'Toole and Joan Prather are starring as two contestants.
I grew up with just my mom.
Where's your father?
Well, he died when I was 2.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, Rob.
Don't worry about it. I mean, I really think it makes other people feel worse than it does me. I don't even remember him. I was only 2.
You know what? It could help you in this contest. I mean, getting to be a top high school senior without a father to help you. Oh. Jesus, was that an awful thing to say?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I mean, but do you really think that things like having no father and stuff like that helps up here?
Oh, yeah, everything counts up here. Your grades, your personality, the judges' conference. Jesus, I like it better when they just judge your tits and ass.
Maybe I shouldn't be heard to laugh after that clip quite so much.
Maybe you should, actually.
But I just think this is a wonderful film. Bruce Dern is the small-town car dealer, the head of the Optimist Club of Santa Rosa, who's kind of the organizer. Big Bob, right, the kid who gets
That's
called
right.
Little Bob. Oh.
Mm-hmm. And Barbara Felton is his scheming wife. As we listen to this clip, I'm reminded of a movie of his that's one of my favorites that could actually have been... you can think of it as having starred those women 20 years later as they became mothers, and that was the HBO film, The Positively True Adventures of the Alleged Texas Cheerleader Murdering Mom.
With Holly Hunter, I loved that film, and that was the last time I was conscious of seeing a Michael Ritchie movie. I thought that was a brilliant film.
It's a great movie, because what you realize listening to these clips is that so many of Ritchie's movies are about the calculations of what it takes to win, but he doesn't actually sort of make fun of those people because he basically showed us that they had to judge themselves after the competitions had taken place. And that's what's so marvelous about these pictures.
He used a lot of what I guess we'd identify almost as a video verite, almost documentarian techniques. I mean, in Smile, in The Candidate, even in Downhill Racer, it's very common to see one of the characters on a television screen, let's say on the left half of the movie screen, and then on the right hand of the screen, it's as they appear as they really are. You often see the difference at work between answering questions on camera and how it really is in person.
Again, you're right. I mean, the movies are so much about that level of calculation, and he included that calculation. He was really one of the gentler of the media-savvy directors following what was done in Media Cool. But I think what he wanted to do was just say, we all know about this stuff. He presumed a level of sophistication on behalf of the movies and the audiences that we just don't see anymore.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned his working relationship with Robert Redford. Of course, that brings up The Candidate.
Mr. McKay, what do you think about legalized abortion?
Ah, good question.
I'm for it. I think every woman should have that right.
Wait a minute, Bill. You can't put it that way.
That's what I think.
Well, it's not going to be understood without a hell of a long explanation. So, how about this for the time being? Just say it's worth studying.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Is there a message, finally, that the works of Michael Ritchie stand for?
You could say that message, Joyce. Don't take anything at face value, because he didn't. When you talk about the video verite aspect, I mean, that's such a great part of Semi-Tough. The games really don't matter so much in the movies. You know, the football games in Semi-Tough really aren't about anything. He sort of basically turned them all into screwball comedies. Even The Candidate, in the end, is kind of a goofball comedy about a guy who thinks he knows what he wants to do until he gets a chance to do it. And then he has to ask himself the question, literally at the end, now what? And movies just don't care about that. And basically the message of any movie nowadays is go for it, instead of what do you do with it once you've got it. And that was the beauty of the movies that Michael Ritchie made. I think he was really one of the most undervalued directors of the 70s.
Yeah. Elvis, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Elvis Mitchell, our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition, also movie critic for the New York Times, recollecting the life and work of Michael Ritchie.